inspired by a photo.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Happy birthday to Dire Straits keyboardist Alan Clark. He's 67 today. Dire Straits on tour, but without Mark Knopfler. Good luck with that. Mark Knopfler's songwriting for Dire Straits was inspired by real-life things he saw. Money for Nothing was he spied some workmen complaining about their lives and wishing they were rock stars. Sultans of Swing, he saw a band in a small club. But this was different. Walk of Life, that was on Brothers in Arms in 1983, was inspired by a picture. It was a photo of a kid playing guitar in a subway. And Mark Knopfler explains what moved him about the photo.
The fact that he turned his face to the wall to get a bigger sound, I like that. When I was a kid playing electric guitar, I didn't have an amplifier, but I had the solid body electric guitar, so I used to put the head like against the leg of the chair to make it louder and put my head down on the guitar so it would sound louder. That was after having destroyed the family radio, blown the thing up. Many a tape recorder's gone west via guitar.
I used to use alligator clips and attach it to a little speaker. I blew up a lot of those speakers. After the Oscars, Brian May had some comments. They asked him about it before because Queen and Adam Lambert were to play, and he said, no, you got to wait till after the show, because he didn't want to jinx anything. Well, now he's talking about it. I was and I am deeply grateful for our Freddie film. That's what he calls Bohemian Rhapsody, which picked up 4 Oscars. Being recognized in a way we never had the audacity to expect, but I found the public activity behind the whole awards season and the behavior of the media writers surrounding it deeply disturbing. If you look at the press and internet discussions that took place over the last few months, you can see that 90% of it is aimed at discrediting one or another or all of the nominated films by innuendo and smears, rather than discussing their merits and admiring the skills that went into making them. It's not the fault of the awards panels. They stood up well. Let me translate. The critics didn't like the movie, but the people did. So,
Rock Gossip, 6:25 and 8:25 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.